consistently attract soulmate clients, begin showing up on brand, monetizing on your calling. Welcome all spiritual coaches, leaders, healers, light workers, and practitioners to a show that turns you on in your business and amplifies your magnetism. I'm host, catalyst, and spiritual business coach Roslyn Fung, and I'm here to journey with you into the juicy and help you discover where the real gaps are. Ignite your mindset and soul with strategies and systems as each episode takes you to the sweet spot that activates your soulgasmic business. Enjoy this light language activation as we begin to magnetize and monetize.
Hi, my loves. Hello, hello. Welcome to my show. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is Roslyn. If this is your first time tuning in, thank you so much for being here. And today is a very special episode. It's the first time that I am going to be doing this publicly on this radio show / podcast. It is going to be me accessing the Akashic Records for the collective and channeling messages that and the themes that the collective needs to hear to raise the consciousness. I know that right now the times are, there's a lot of division happening right now. And both in the collective and each in our own individual lives. You know, I'm personally going through some things myself, and I've been really working through this, and I know that many of you are going through something similar too, and you're not alone. So I'm going to be talking more about the guidance that's going to come through for you in your different situations. And I'm going to share how I access Akashic Records, what they are first, and how I, as a reader, am different than other Akashic Record readers, and how I bring in the alchemy of Akashics with light language and the power of that. So, before we do, if you are feeling called, you're really receiving so much value in this, please do screenshot this podcast and shout it out on social media. On Facebook, it's Roslyn Fung Coaching Bold Sexy Warrior. On Instagram, it's Bold Sexy Warrior. Share your takeaways. It's always so helpful that if you're receiving takeaways and you share that with your audience and your friends, it definitely will speak to someone else. So sharing is caring, as you've heard that cliche, but it's also true. And also, if you haven't heard, or just lovingly reminding you, if you've been feeling into being called up to be in that next level leadership, I am a facilitator and a training for the Life Flourishing Life Coaching Certification. So if you didn't listen to my last episode with Connie Jacob, I definitely encourage you to. She's my colleague at Flourishing Life Coaching, and we talk about what makes this coaching program certification different than other life coaching certifications. And of course, I will not say, you know, it's better than others because, you know, it's going to attract certain people and other programs are going to attract other people. And there's more than enough to go around. But what I will say is that I'm very excited about this certification program because it is very powerfully researched. It's based on the research of strength-based resiliency, neuroscience, psychology, and based on the research, this has been transformed into a coaching transformational model. And it's beautiful for those of you who are wanting to have a structure and modeling to have a foundation on. If you're a healer, a light worker, and you want to strengthen your foundation in supporting your clients, do consider the Flourishing Life Coaching Certification. I'm going to invite you, it'll be in the show notes, to the link where there's a free mini course on the Flourishing Framework. This is where we walk our clients through, or if you're interested, walking our prospects through, our students through what the Flourishing Framework looks like. And if you feel really aligned, let's connect, because I can't wait to facilitate this and be part of your journey to helping others ascend. Okay, so let's move into today's reading, today's, I'm going to call it session. I've already opened up the records for the collective. And so for those of you who do not know what the Akashic Records are, it is accessing the records of your soul, and it is God consciousness. I am channeling angels, masters, teachers, and loved ones. Masters are the angels with us all our lives. Teachers are the angels with us for specific lessons. And loved ones are people that we knew in this lifetime that have crossed over. This includes if you've had miscarriages, the souls from those miscarriages. And as we enter the records, you're able to explore. So this is your soul's library. We're able to explore your current life, your future, your past lives are impacting you now in the positive and negatives. Oftentimes when I'm accessing past lives, I'm accessing for a couple reasons. Number one, I'm accessing to support my clients in understanding why they have certain blocks and how that might have karmic ties through their past lives. The other reason is I'm accessing your past lives because I'm being guided to help you, my clients, remember who they really are. And oftentimes, this is so fun for me. It's so fun for me to help people remember who they really are, and that this is instilled in them now, that this is to be awakened right here in this Akashic reading, this soul session, so that they can be activated into this. And oftentimes it's a powerful version of themselves. It's a king, it's a queen, it's a warrior, priestess, goddess, a figure of power in the most enlightened way. And this is awakened in my sessions with my clients. And then I'm able to look in the future and help them see how, as they are being activated to remember who they really are, how this is carrying them through into the future. And because I have the gift of light language, which is language that only your soul can understand, my powers of my light language are not only to activate abundance in whatever form that looks like, money, love, health, whatever it is that my clients are needing. My light language also is able to clear any blocks. And what's really cool is I co-create with my guides, and I bring in my psychologist background, and I'm able to provide insights from a psychological perspective. And my clients always leave with a clear path of action. What's really cool too is the light language can amplify the soul's purpose. So anything that's coming through that's really like powerful, let's amplify, let's seal that, so let's like really lock this in as a new energetic foundation. And it's so beautiful. So that is how I deliver Akashics. And the way if you were to watch me deliver them, and those of you who have, you see that often So I do it on Zoom calls usually so that my clients can record it and listen over and over again to the recordings. So my eyes are closed and I feel things energetically. So I feel what my clients are feeling. And I also can see energetically. I see energy, I see vision. Sometimes I see cartoons. It's really fun. So sometimes they come in like the symbols of like Disney movies and the archetypes from Disney movies. And it's really fun. Sometimes it's movie stills. I can sometimes see the people that I'm supposed to be sharing them with them about. So it is just so profound in these readings, and it's absolutely one of my favorite things to as part of my services. And oftentimes for those people who are feeling called to work longer with me in either life and soul coaching and or life and business soul coaching, it's beautiful because I get to access the records as I coach people in my VIP programs. And so that is how I deliver as an Akashic record reader. So I'm going to tune in right now as we have opened the records for the collective. I have masters, teachers, and loved ones here with me. I'm going to just feel into, I'm going to do a play-by-play as I always do in my records. So there's no guessing in what's going on. I'm feeling so much beautiful light coming through from my crown chakra. It's very soft and yet potently powerful. My core is lit up. Masters, teachers, and loved ones, what guidance do you have for us, the collective, today? What do people need to hear as those of them are tuning in live and also on the replays? What are timeless things that people really need to hear right now, no matter when they tune into this episode? Okay. So something that's coming through right now, and again, this is something that not just myself, but I'm noticing in my readings with people, this has been a huge theme. And it's the theme of ascension. As you ascend, you also will notice that there are certain relationships that are going to come into conflict. And what actually needs to happen is that these relationships need to fall away. And the thing is, my loves, ascension is it's a messy process. Okay, so oftentimes there's this misconception that alignment means smooth flow and ease. Nope. Not the journey to alignment. Okay, once you are in alignment, yes. However, the journey to get into alignment means it often looks messy. Not always, but often, okay? And what that means is often your ego will come up, your ego mind will come up, and it will try to fight. It will try to fight so hard, so you're white knuckle gripping on whatever you're trying to hang on to, whatever relationship, whatever addiction, whatever you're afraid to lose. Maybe it's I'm getting the message that it's like your soul sucking job, and you're just so scared to take that leap, to let go, to release. But that's what needs to happen, my loves, is the clear, because deep down inside, the guys are telling you, deep down inside, you already know this is what needs to go. For you to drop the baggage, for you to stop having this dead weight, drop it. So that you can fly, you can move into the next energetic level of ascension. And it's not easy. You know, when it comes to a relationship, sometimes these are the relationships that have been deeply, deeply meaningful. But these are also the relationships where you notice as you are ascending, as you are shifting and rearranging, recalibrating, that some of these people in these relationships aren't going to be coming along your journey with you. And that's hard, especially if you love them so much. This is something I'm personally going through. And I know, again, like I shared, it's something that many of you are going through. I can sense it. The guides are strongly saying, Roz, you need to share this. And the thing is, when we look at things from a spiritual accountable level, this is knowing that you have soul contracts with this person, that we all come into each other's lives for a reason, to be teachers for each other in whatever way that is. So it might not be direct. So for example, this friend I have is not as conscious. This friend is very much stuck in their wounded patterns. And although we've had deep conversations about how to shift out of them, unconsciously, they're still choosing their victim over victory. And I realize that I had so much hope for this friend to ascend with me. I saw what they're capable of and who they are capable of becoming. And so I hang on to that vision with them and for them. But my sense is, if I take it from a personal and spiritual accountability perspective, is that on some level, I wanted more than they did. And I wanted to hang on to this relationship. So can you relate with this right now as you're listening? This might be a romantic relationship. This might be a good friend. This might be a job. This might be somebody that's a contractor with you. You know, I have these beautiful clients who really want to work it out with their social media manager. And they've been hanging on to the vision with them, but that social media manager hasn't been showing up and hasn't been delivering as according to the business contract. And I really had to share with them that not everybody is going to come with you on this journey. We can have hope. We can hold space and possibilities. But at some point, you got to set those boundaries. Be like, okay, you know, I've done all that I could do, and I'm not going to be over responsible for this. It's not my job. It's not your job. It's not your job. It's their job to show up for themselves. So I'm going to pause here. It's kind of interesting pause while we go into commercial, but when we come back, I'm going to continue channeling in on this theme, because I feel like there's so many people who need to lean into this even more so and receive the downloads. Okay, the commercial's coming on.
Lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
My loves, you know you're here as a soul-led leader to transform this world through the sharing of your passions and gifts. You are here to be in your warrior of light and align your business with your highest self. I'm Rosalind Fung of the show Activate Your Soulgasmic Business. Let's elevate your business to the next expansive level. I invite you to flow into a business soul alignment discovery call with me at rosalindfung.com. That's R-O-S-A-L-Y-N, fun as in have some fun, F-U-N-G, and let's see how I can best hold space for you to align your highest self, magnetize your dream clients, and monetize on your soul mission. I can't wait to connect.
COVID-19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
Do you feel like your emotions are all over the place? That's normal during this abnormal time. There are a number of ways to cope. Maintain a healthy routine, get enough sleep, eat nutritious food, and exercise at least 30 minutes each day. Schedule some time to talk with a friend or family member. And remember, you can always take a few deep breaths to feel more centered.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
Okay, welcome back, loves. So as you're sitting with what I just channeled for you, that here you are, you're ascending, you're noticing more conflicts in relationships, and you're noticing people aren't showing up for you, or you're noticing the job you're in isn't resonating with you anymore. Deep down inside, you know that you need to drop this person, this job, this contractor, whatever it is. So this is your permission. This is your permission to be bold. This is your permission to reclaim your power. This is your permission to be clear about your personal boundaries, your energetic boundaries, your time boundaries, your business boundaries. You know, so many times we stay too long in something, whether that's a relationship, a job, you know, with a contractor that we know is causing more frustration than good, than peace. It's taking way too much time, way too much energy being with this person or this job, this contractor. And my loves, may I remind you that the most precious thing in this world is your energy, your time. Your time and your energy are the most precious commodities. You can never get back time. That's the one thing you can never get back. Your energy, when you are taken out emotionally, you're energetically taken out. Because energy are emotions in motion. While I was on a call with these clients who are hanging on to the social media contractor, it was really clear to me that they were struggling with wanting to start all over again with a new contractor, because it would take more time to interview, more time to find somebody, and then time to just make sure they're all on the same page. And what I shared with them was, if your energy was in currency of money, And in some ways, if you think about it, it is. How much money are you leaking? How much money are you losing? And they were blown away. They were blown away by just thinking about how much money they were losing because of how much energy they were actually leaking out and was keeping them from being inspired, from being motivated, from moving forward into that next level version. And I know that these beautiful clients have been giving this person a chance, this business, this social media business, many chances. And over, this contractor wasn't delivering. Is this sounding familiar to you? Those of you who are in business, and perhaps it's a virtual assistant, perhaps social media manager, perhaps it's a copywriter, whatever that is, but you're recognizing, oh my gosh, this person is never meeting my deadlines. And it's affecting your business. It's negatively affecting your business. This is not worth your energy. This is what happens when we let other people's problems and hot mess become and affects our businesses or our lives. That is not okay. And I will say this too in a friendship. You know, when somebody is stuck in their woundedness and they're not willing to move through this, even after perhaps conversations have been had where you've come to a way of finding resolution, and yet they slide back. Their own shit is affecting you, and you get energetically taken out. That is not worth your energy. And so you really need to separate what is really going on here for you. From a personal accountability, from a spiritual accountability perspective. So again, accountability is, and this is one of my biggest lessons that I love, love, love to talk about. I love talking about victim versus accountability. Victim is when life is happening to you. That's the perspective you take on. So you blame yourself, you blame others for the lack of control, for what's happening to you. And the opposite of that is accountability, where life is happening for you and through you, even in events that are undesirable, that are painful, that are hurtful. So in this situation where you are staying way too long in this job, in this soul-sucking job, with this relationship, whether it's a professional or personal relationship, you need to look at yourself. And what is it about you that's choosing to stay here? When it is causing so much energy leakage and drain, what about you is choosing to stay here? And so you've heard my reason. And to reiterate it, I just kept seeing the possibilities of who this person could become and their higher level self. And when I was with this person, I could see they were operating from this place. But when I wasn't actually in spending time with this person in between, I could see them sliding back. Because here's the thing, environment always wins, right? So if you are, like, look at the five people you're hanging around with. And if the five people you hang around with the most, they're mirrors for you. If they're not at the same level frequency as you are, and they're at a lower frequency. Notice I'm saying frequency and they're not no one's better than anyone here, okay? This isn't about that. This is about your vibes, your vibrations, right? If you're in a higher frequency where you are connected in more, you're more conscious, you're more aware, you have a mindset and a belief system that, you know, taking radical and personal and spiritual accountability, for example, And you've done a lot of work working through your traumas, you're going to be in a really different space. You've done a lot of healing than someone who has not done much healing, done much inner work. And if their circle is mostly people who have not done the inner work, they're going to stay in that same space. You know, and so even though this person was friends with me, someone who is very different than their friends, very different. Not better, just different. You know, I brought out a part of this, parts of this person that they really enjoyed being. But when they went back to their normal circles, that's going to be more prominent for them. Because it's not in their everyday. The people that this person hangs out with is not their everyday kind of vibration. And so I had to really make a decision, as you do too, if you can relate with this. I imagine many of you can. You have to make a decision. This is what leadership is really about within you. You need to make a decision because you lead you. You need to make a decision. What is this worth to me? Keep staying in this relationship. What are the benefits of staying in this relationship? What are the cons? What outweighs what? And you'll probably notice that there's more cons than benefits, but for some reason, you're more attracted to still staying here. So that's the ego mind. You know, the ego mind will justify, you know, if it's a job, it's like, yeah, but, you know, I get job security, I have benefits, I blah, 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 right? It's like the golden handcuffs. It's soul sucking, but hey, you get paid really well. Is that worth it to you? You notice I didn't say that the most precious commodity is money. It's not. I love money. You all know how much I love money. But you can have all the money in the world and still be fucking unhappy. You can have all the money in the world and you can still be unhappy. But imagine you can have all the love energetically within yourself, for yourself, and in your high conscious relationships. And no amount of money will ever beat that. Replace love with peace, or whatever it is that you value. And if it is money that you value, beautiful. It's more about, because money is neutral, it's an energy, right? So it's more about what money, the experiences that money can, it's a tool that money can bring for you. So what are experiences that are so valuable for you? What is it that you deeply desire? What's on your heart? And I bet it's not staying in this relationship or in this soul-sucking job or keeping this contractor. If money was not an object, if you already had it, what would your life look like? If you already had these high vibration relationships, and maybe you do, feel into those relationships. Lean into those, expand your circle. When you release relationships that no longer serve and support you because they energetically take you out so much, you open up more space for aligned relationships, aligned people to come in. That's abundance right there. There's no lack. You lose yourself when you're staying in something too long that doesn't serve or support you. You lose your power. You're giving your power away. So my love, I'm reminding you that you are more worthy. You are worthy of standing in your power, being in your power, choosing boldly, unapologetically for yourself, having that next level version of what it is that you want to be, do and have. You know, the beautiful thing about this process that I'm going through, excuse me, and take some water, is that as I'm accessing my records, and so once again, I can support you in doing this if you're feeling called to have a soul session with me, is I have the gift of being able to speak to the high self of this friend, this version that is of their highest self, their soul, if you will. And I can feel how much soul love there is between us. There's been a lot of karmic past lives between us. And the conversation that came through with this friend's high self, and it just brought me so much peace, was that our soul contracts on this lifetime is complete. And that this friend is not meant to carry on with me in this journey, that as I'm ascending, this friend has been such a beautiful teacher for me, because I'm the kind of person that when I get triggered, instead of blaming, because that's victim, I will ask myself, what is it about me that's getting triggered within? And so this friend has been one of the greatest teachers for me, because I take radical personal and spiritual accountability, and I've learned so much about myself. And there comes a point where I need to choose, do I want to continue being triggered? Or have I received the lessons and I can let go of this person? I love this person so deeply, but I also know that we cannot continue on if I'm to choose to level up and ascend. And that is not selfish. I want you to know it is not selfish. In fact, it's selfish if you keep playing small. You are not serving you, and you are not serving the world. When you are playing small, you are in a lower vibration. And when you're in a lower vibration, you are not able to shine. You're not shining because you're not happy. You're dissatisfied. You're frustrated. You're emotionally taken out. How can we shine from that place? So as I'm real-time going through this grieving process, I found my way to have a sacred completion with this person. And everybody's way of doing a sacred completion will be different. My way was to write a thank you letter and let them know how much I love them, but also let them know how they've impacted me, both negatively in the triggers and positively. I need no response. I just have asked this person to, I invited them, and I'm not attached if they do or not, but I invited them to have a sacred completion of this friendship too, and that may or may not be about responding to me. I asked this person, I gave them a menu of things, like maybe it's you pray or you say thank you in whatever way you want to say thank you. And again, maybe not to me. Or maybe you stop apologizing and actually start showing up in aligned action of who your highest self is. Maybe you go for therapy or coaching, but you do something that you decide that I hope that this, the value of this friendship and the loss of it is so impactful on you that you change. Because if you don't, your wounds will continue to show up. And the thing is, I know it's not my responsibility. I can't continue on this journey with them. That's their responsibility. And so many times, I was also having a chat with another friend. So many times we take on, we become over-responsible for others because we want it so bad. We want it, that success so bad for them, more than they want it. And so if you're feeling into that and it feels draining because you see the potential in this person and you hold on to that vision, but at some point you gotta just set a boundary and say no more, because it's not worth your energy or your time to try to change somebody or help them change if they don't want to change themselves. For whatever reason, their victim has more benefits than shifting out of it. And they're on their own journey, remember that. So honoring that, not everybody wants to ascend. Not everybody wants to be high level, a high level leader. Some people want to stay average. And that might be part of their soul contracts. That was one of the things that I learned actually when I was working through a relationship with another person, a family member. And it frustrated me that this person, I could see their capabilities, and yet they might play a little bit in that capability, and then they would slide back. I got so frustrated because I love this person so much. I didn't see their potential, you know, and I see the theme here that that's sometimes what happens for me. My humanness is I want it more for them than they want it for themselves. And I realize that that's a great lesson for me to be okay that sometimes some people's soul contracts are to just be average and not want more, which personally, I'm like, what the hell? I cannot relate with that. Because that's just not within me. You know, there's people who play not to lose, and then there's people who play to win. So that's another theme too. You can ask yourself, are you playing not to lose, or are you playing to win? When you're playing not to lose, you're kind of doing the bare minimum. You're kind of in that survival mode. When you're playing to win, you're playing full out. You're in a whole different field. You're in a whole different dimension. Like, the pain for you is staying the same. That's me, by the way. Can you relate? I don't like to stay the same. I always, always want to. And it's not coming from a place of lack. Let's make that really clear. This is coming from a place of worthiness and deep self-love and knowing that you have a huge freaking mission on this earth, and it is your sacred responsibility to show up. Show up. Show up and shine, show up and share your gifts, and be unapologetic about it. You hear me often say, if you're not polarizing people, that often means you're not being bold enough in your authentic and unapologetic way of being. And I don't mean, you know, go and trigger people on purpose and offend them. No, of course you will polarize people that way. What I mean is, and I'll share my personal examples, is often people come up to me, they're often my clients. Not often, I should say, there's been only maybe four people who have shared that I used to trigger them. And I find out that I didn't even know who that they existed when I triggered them. It was often because I was being a mirror for them, that what I was saying in my truth, in my downloads, in my messages, publicly on social media, or when I'm speaking on stage, maybe even on podcasts, that it was hard for people to hear me and get triggered because I'm being a mirror for them. And they weren't ready to hear it. I had one client who takes such radical spiritual accountability that she got triggered about how open I am in my sexual and sensual self, my energy. And she knew, no matter how triggered she got, she actually signed up with me right away. She didn't even wait, because she knew that was her own shit around sexual shame, around claiming her sexual power, because at the highest of our sensual and sexual energy is creativity. That's right. The higher version, when channeled properly, of our sexual and sensual energy is creativity. And that comes out in whatever form is meant to come out. So notice your triggers. When you are standing in your truth, when you are speaking your truth into existence, you're birthing it already. You're gonna move people. You're gonna move people so deeply. You're gonna move people who are meant to receive, meant to tune in, meant to deepen what it is that you're sharing. And the people that aren't for you, because we're not for everybody, are going to move away and be repelled by you, by your message. It's not personal. It's not personal. Everything is a mirror. So don't make it personal. You know, coming back to this friend who I've recently decided to complete this friendship, even though it feels so personal because they're just held hostage by their wounds and it deeply hurts my heart, I also know, and it comes across as very disrespectful, but I also know in my heart and in my soul that this person is literally being held hostage by their own wounds. We can only operate at the level of consciousness that we're at. Let me repeat that again. People can only operate at the level of consciousness that they are at. So if you are at a higher level of self-awareness, of consciousness, than the person you're in a relationship with or friendship or whatever that looks like, and you're trying to resolve an issue, it's going to be, not going to be impossible, you know, but it's definitely going to bring up lots of clashes and challenges, because in their level of consciousness, they're correct. And in yours, you're correct. So what's the point of trying to get them to change their mind when they're not opened? You know, take radical personal and spiritual accountability and recognize it is not your job. Some of us, because we're such loving humans and we see the good in everybody, we want everybody to operate at their high self. And once again, not everybody does. Lots of people are not ready to change. Even if they consciously say they want to, they don't show up in integrity to that desire consciously, because they're not doing the inner work. And that is not your job to change them or convince them. Oh my God, can we talk about convincing energy? Whew, that is exhausting AF. And that goes within business. If you have to try to convince people to work with you, my loves, that is not the way to sell. You never need to convince anyone. You never need to convince anyone to love you. You never need to effort in relationships in regards to, let me make that clear. Yes, relationships take work. It takes work to be in a high vibration relationship. And the work usually is really about doing the inner work and then communicating that with your partner or your friend, your business partner, whatever that looks like. Okay, so yes, it takes work, but there's a difference between hard work or, you know, inner work and efforting. Efforting is when you're in the energy of convincing, of trying too hard. And I've been guilty of that for sure, especially in this relationship, because I wanted something more for this person than they did. I love them with all my heart. And I've let them know that. And you can do that too. you know, you can find a way to complete your contracts. And I say that on a personal level, on a soul level, on a business level, with people. You can find a sacred way to do that that feels aligned for you. Yes, you might feel angry. Yes, you might be frustrated. Honor those feelings. And speak it, whether it's to them or however you want to express it, in a way that's sacred and loving. And you might want to, you know, whether that's through journaling, you may never want to write, like you can write the letter but never send it. But the whole piece is you need to acknowledge what's happening within and flow it out. Because if you don't, your body's going to hang on to the trauma. It's going to hang on to the resentment, the anger, the frustrations, whatever negative emotions are coming in from this. And you don't deserve that. You know, those of you who know about Louise Hay, metaphysical teacher who wrote the famous book, You Can Heal Your Life. Every dis-ease and every symptom of dis-ease has a mental and emotional reason. So when you have a symptom, look it up and see what that mental emotional reason is. I can definitely leave that in the show notes as well. So my loves, I'm going to invite you now in the last few minutes here of the show to tune into what is coming through for you as you are hearing my downloads for you, as you are reflecting on how this, what I'm sharing with you is resonating, how it's resonating. Where in your life do you need to set clearer boundaries for yourself, healthier boundaries? Call back your power now. Reclaim your power now. And so I want you to feel into this and breathe in. And then cleansing breath out. A little bit longer on the exhale as you move your breath out. Breathing in, belly, solar plex, heart chakra, and really breathe in so that your front and the back of your body feel this breath expanding, pushing the boundaries of your physical body, and then out. So you know what you need to do. You deeply already know. It is time for you to take courageous, bold action so that you can move into your next level. Murakira kuratia na murakuratia murakia murakira anarakia, clearing anything in the way of your path to alignment, to ascension. Murakira kuratia nera kuratia. Murakira kuratia amarakia murakuratia nia murakuraka murakuratia nera kuratia. Aligning. Balancing your energy centers, morakuratia, nirakuratia, mirakia, morakuratia, activating your highest level, your highest level of leadership within yourself. Morakuratia, nirakuratia, activating, amplifying, morakuratia, morakuratia, nirakuratia. Morakuratia, amrakuratia, rakiratia, morakuratia, amplifying, morakurakira kuratia, expanding, morakia, morakuratia, ninaka, amurku, marakira kuratia, breathing in. Holding, suspending your breath as you're conjuring in this energy. Really concentrate on your solar plex, which is your personal power, your life force energy. Bring it all here, bring it all here. See this beautiful yellow light shining through. And then as you breathe out so that you form this beautiful bubble, a sacred protection bubble around you, this bubble of love. It can be any color, like notice what color it is. Notice. Morakira kuratia morakua. May you hold yourself with so much reverence, with so much love, with so much light. Staying here. And anything that comes your way that is less in love and light and peace just bounces off you, of this energetic bubble, and gets transmuted into positive energy.
as it's handed to Mother Earth. Thank you, my loves. Thank you for staying here with the sensations as long as you need. And I invite you to journal. I would love to hear more of what you receive from this. You can always DM me on Instagram, Bold Sexy Warrior, or Facebook, Roslyn Fun Coaching, Bold Sexy Warrior. I love you. I see you. I believe in you. You got this.